Yeah, this is November 23rd, 2016, the Courtroom Observer conference call, and we're having a discussion about, changing getting rid of your last name because that, why don't you explain it, Jan, and then, who was the one that said, was talking about the last? It was you. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm watching The Christian Remedy, and because we're dealing with Satan, and these names and the birth certificate and all that have been hung on us, and the name is copyrighted. These names are from way back. They have no attachment to us. They are copyrighted names that these people own. The people in the banks with the money, the Vatican and all this BS. And so they hung it on us by doing this birth certificate. And unless we say something, and this man that was talking about it was reading all definitions from King James Version Bible, and he made a hell of a lot of sense, more than I've heard in a long time.
So what you're doing, though, what you said
and
you're doing,
you
is
have
in the process
to rebut it. You have to say, you have to affirm that it is not your name and that you only want your Christian given name. Then you will become a Christian, and you will not be a serf or a slave. Because that's what the name does to you. It makes you a slave owned by the feudal master.
Okay, but this is what Jan or Sharon was asking about, what the purpose
My
of
My name
NLA.
Is Sharon.
Sorry, you're Sharon.
That's okay.
Jan. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up. Sharon was the one that was saying that the purpose of NLA is...
No, I'm Sharon.
It was me, Laura. Jan, I said that. I asked you that. Isn't that the purpose of NLA?
Right, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
So here's the example of from Brent Winters, the common lawyer, who gets on every Monday night, because I asked him, and I think you guys have heard me say this before, but I think this is a really good example about any of this stuff. So I asked him about a friend of mine who wants to get a divorce, and, you know, she did the divorce through the state and did a license and all that stuff. I mean, because that's what most of us thought we were supposed to do. And now that she has all this other knowledge, they want to get a divorce. And I asked him, well, how do you get a common law divorce? And he just said, what he said was, that piece of paper only means anything if you give it the authority. If you don't, simply walk away. So all this stuff that they have done, that we learn about, we only give it authority if we give it authority. That's it. We the people, they can do whatever they do. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything unless we give it, make it mean something. But if we don't.
What about when the state comes and takes your kids?
Well, that's the other thing I talked to him about.
That's authority to.
But that's what Brent Winter was talking about too, because I said the same thing, and he said, he gave an example of the story that happened to him and his wife, too. But he said, it's still about even if you didn't have a so-called marriage license, they have the guns and could take your kids anyway. I mean, the papers or whatever they do, we're the ones that gave it authority. They didn't, because everybody hands you a form and they go, fill this out. And you just fill it out and you don't even know what you're filling out. And it's all assumed. It isn't really, it's not real. Like all these liens, all these liens are notice of liens. A notice of lien is not a lien. But everybody that works within the system, please let me finish. The people that work in the system, they treat it as if it's a real lien, but it's not. So it's just because everybody's acting like, you know, what do you call them, useful idiots. And so that's what NLA is doing, is we are educating people that actually work in these, you know, the
people
fake system.
Work in courts.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, that's all I can say about it. But I just feel like, I mean, I agree with Jan that it, you know, I mean, you can take up all the time of the world trying to unravel these, all these secret things they've done, but, you know, if we don't give it any authority. So anyway, does anybody have anything to report? I actually have a more of a report, I guess, if unless people haven't heard what's been going on at the Standing Rock.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You know, even though that last week the Army Corps of Engineers told them they couldn't drill unless they consulted the Sioux.
Right.
And that seemed like it fell on deaf ears, and they got worse. And they, so two nights ago, they started blowing the – or put doing water cannons in freezing weather. And 300 people had to go to the hospital with hypothermia. Plus, they were shooting people with rubber bullets. Huh?
Who went to the hospital?
The natives who they were putting the they were shooting with water cannons because they all had hypothermia. The other thing is they shot some kind of grenade in there, and this 21-year-old girl is she's in really risk of losing her whole arm at this point.
Oh my god!
And so it seems like they got worse. So now the veterans are getting together, and they're going to they're going to Standing Rock right now.
They are.
Oh my God.
They have 250 committed veterans, and they're working on getting a whole bunch more.
Oh, goody!
And it's nonviolent. They're not taking any weapons. That has
of course.
Nothing.
Huh? Of course, it's nonviolent.
Yeah. So it has. They're not taking any weapons. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know. Because I know the authorities that would like to do martial law would love that, that's not what's going to happen. So, I just feel like there's more and more, it's drawing more and more attention. So it'd be nice to, I had a list of all the banks that were supporting it. And it would be nice to get that list. We're funding the pipeline, you know, to get them.
With whose money?
Yeah, because the Norwegian bank is, I don't know if it's pulled out already, but they were threatening to for the human rights violations.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And crimes against peace.
Yeah, whatever.
That's another thing. These are crimes against peace.
Right.
And humanity.
Right.
This is a peaceful time, even though they want to say we're under martial law.
Somebody who saw videos, I haven't, but they said it reminded them of the Selma riot. Not riots, it was protests. They called them riots, but it was just that reminded them of the people getting sprayed in Selma in the 60s, what was going on up there.
Right. I mean, they're just, you know...
You mean when Martin Luther King was sitting on the floor and they couldn't move him? He was being a peaceful protester.
I don't remember that, but I remember the dogs and the fire hydrants and the police and the people. I don't remember what you said.
Because see, as long as you're not poisoned,
we need help. I mean, for God.
Where's the mainstream media in all this?
I
watch the news. I watch it all the time, and I haven't hardly heard a peep about this.
Yep, that's right. That tells you who they're.
Well, you're not going to from them.
Because
you
they
know
been,
where they
been,
get their paycheck.
They've been shooting the journalists. They've been shooting rubber bullets at the journalists, and they've arrested this one journalist who was just interviewing somebody, and they said they were putting her away for 45 years for inciting a riot.
Oh, for Pete's sake. And they said that they're not going to indict Hillary Clinton today. I think that's what I heard. That Trump said he doesn't want to hurt her and he's not going to do anything to her. Well, why don't they let the Bundys out then? That's my question. I mean, that's just my hypothetical. But, you know, if we don't want to hurt people, let the Bundys out.
Yeah.
They really didn't
do
anything.
I got a little information on that for you. If you're interested, I don't know if you heard this, but on American Voice Radio, Marcus Mumford was interviewed on Monday about getting beaten down by court security. And actually, he was also on the I listened to that.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, he was the guy who was beat. He was the Bundy's
lawyer.
Yeah,
that was on the internet.
Down.
Yeah, that was on the internet.
Yeah,
you mean they
and,
physically
was,
beat him up?
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
they
beat
tasered
him. Up. They
him.
Tasered him. Yeah, you know.
What did
wow.
he do?
Well, I don't know how badly he was beaten up, but, you know, it's bad enough that he was on the
they
ground.
They just
on the
sat
floor
on him and
him.
Handcuffed him and tasered him for no reason. He wasn't even doing anything but smiling because they won the case.
Here's the thing about it, though. This is a pattern now because I know a couple of other people who were beaten up by court security. Because the judges are the court security is running interference for the judges to keep people from filing stuff that they don't want filed and to cover up their criminal activity. And that's exactly what they did to Mumford, too. They got pissed off at him because he beat them.
Yeah, they sure did.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't going to change the verdict.
What a bunch of big babies.
Yeah, they are. They're poor losers. They're a bunch of criminals, that's all. They have to cheat and lie in order to do anything. Well, who's making all that noise?
Yeah,
if
somebody's
rattling?
Doing dishes, mute out.
Wait
please.
A minute. Okay, just a second. I don't want to mute who's talking. So,
no,
okay.
Someone sounds like they're doing it on purpose.
Okay, I got it. No,
somebody
no.
hasn't muted their phone.
No, I got it now. I just got to see who was talking. And,
thank you.
So, did anybody, I'm going to tell you some really kind of more out there stuff, but if you ever hear about the big, huge meteor that the whole of Florida saw a few nights ago?
What?
A big, huge meteor. They saw this big, huge meteor that made the daylight in Florida in the middle of the night. Did you hear about it?
No.
They had 147 calls in about it. And so there's this one intel guy that I listened to, and he said that the cabal's been trying to leave the planet, and they shot him down.
So, you're kidding. I knew they were trying to do that, but
right.
they shot him down?
Yeah, they've been. There's this whole thing that's going on.
Excuse me.
I know. Some people got killed. We shouldn't laugh. But anyway, I mean, because it sounds so removed from our reality, whatever you know. Anyway, so because.
But we don't know if it's true.
Well, I saw the clip of the meteor. It's
where
all that.
To see it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can look at it. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the Florida meteor. It was huge.
Did they try to leak from Cape Kennedy?
No, I think from, I'm not sure. I forgot what he said.
Oh,
but,
I just, who was on there? George Soros?
No. Oh, was that, maybe. But, okay, that's the other thing. Do you know who Benjamin Fulford is?
Yeah.
Okay, he said George Soros was taking it. He had contacts from some, you know, intel or white hats in the military, and they told him that they took George Soros out.
Well, that's good. He needed to be put out of my misery.
Your misery?
Well said.
So anyway, so, you know, I think there's a lot of, I'm feeling very hopeful about stuff that's going on. And maybe one of the things that just my intuitive hit about why he said that he wasn't going to go after her is because he has other things he needs to do and there's other people that are taking care of that.
Okay.
And
yeah.
She might be dead.
I think she died about 6 months or a year ago.
Well, actually, okay. This is what I got, is that the real Bill and Hillary actually have been dead for a long time, and their clones are kind of falling apart right now. And this guy that said that, you know, they shot the cabal out of the, they're keeping the cabal from trying to escape the planet. he said that Hillary died on the other clone of Hillary died on October 8th, and the only one left is the one that everybody knows about. That's a Hillary, supposed to be a Hillary lookalike. She's from England, and she's the one that when Hillary collapsed on 9/11 in the van, and they took her to Chelsea's apartment, and then an hour and a half later, supposedly Hillary comes out and says hi to everybody, and she's supposed to have pneumonia, and she grabs that little girl and hugs her and stuff, and there's no security around her at all.
She was like 6 inches shorter than Hillary.
Well, right, or whatever. And so that person, they said, I don't, you know, who knows? It sounds so crazy, and maybe eventually we'll know the story or they'll make a movie out of it. I don't know, but... this woman, her name is Teresa Barnhart or something like that, and he said she's actually a clone of Hillary's, and she's got cancer now. And maybe that was the, did you see that one picture of Hillary, a week after the election? She looked like she was really death warmed over. Looked really bad.
I saw some today on the internet that she had big bruises on her side of her face.
Really?
Don't they say that
they look
clones,
purple and blue.
Wow.
Those clones don't last very long.
Right. And I don't think they have any more to do. They don't have any more clones they can come up with. Probably the other thing is that, you know, this is what I learned about that, is that when they clone somebody that's, like, you take a sample or DNA from the person that's older and deteriorating already, or a clone of a clone, that the clone coming out is going to have all the, you know, problems and issues worse.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that whole program is breaking down. Anyway, I hope all these sinister programs are breaking
down. Well, yeah, this is Hollywood.
Yeah. Hollywood, you bring that up. Okay, so Kanye West went on stage a few nights ago or something like that, and he started to tell about Hillary Clinton and Illuminati and all this stuff, and all of a sudden he's in the hospital under psychiatric care.
Isn't that handy?
I thought you were going to say they took him off the stage.
Yeah,
well,
that's real handy.
Yeah, I don't know if they did that, but I don't know because I don't pay attention to those.
I had in my mind one of those big hooks, you know, how they do it. They pulled them off the stage.
Stage left. Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I was watching some of the, you know, the actors were talking about, you cannot, if you say that you're, you know, more conservative in your thoughts, or that you were for Trump, man, they go after you like crazy. I mean, what they do is they promote Trump as a bully, but if you said you were for him, boy, do they bully the crap out of you for saying, you know, you might vote for him or you want to give him a chance.
I don't understand. You know, only the communists think they can tell you who you should vote for. And we have the right to pick whoever we want.
Well, they don't think so.
Well, that doesn't matter what they think.
Yeah,
they can think what they want about what they get to vote.
Yeah, well, I remember what Julian Assange said right before the election. He was asked, can Trump win? And he said he won't be permitted to, you know, and that he wasn't supposed to. That's
well,
what
you know, I got this email this last week about all this giant pedophile ring, criminal ring, and it's in Washington, D.C., and in on the West Coast somewhere too. It started in Boys Town.
Yeah, in Nebraska.
Right.
In Nebraska, yes. And that they are so bad, and they had the boys on this email they sent. There was boys that were grown up and that were talking about the things that happened. They never let them win in court. Back they almost, they put one of them in jail, in prison.
For saying anything.
For saying anything, and they did violent sex on them and babies.
Yeah.
Yep, they did, they've done really hard things. It's really hard. I know.
Bad, violent. Oh my God, I couldn't even watch it or listen to it.
No, it's pretty bad. But the thing is that in order for us to move forward and heal this, we have to know it. I mean, we have to what happened. I know, it's pretty bad.
Well, what I was leading to is that Trump is one of them.
Is one of
them.
And
he's one of the pedophiles, yeah.
Oh.
And that he's not going to be allowed because when the people find out, he will not be allowed to go and get in that office. And so, therefore, we will get things together then because we're not going to let him. And so far, I haven't heard anything, you know, on the regular television or whatever. I don't really watch it, but, you know, some people talk about it to me and that. But, and then he's given these Nazi salutes with the KKK, and I don't know what the hell that's all about. Did you see that? Did you see him?
I'm not taking up for him because I don't know what he's doing. But some of that stuff can be, like, rigged together, you know? Like, they can do anything.
Yeah, they're all in a big ring. It's called a pedophile ring.
Yeah,
and they get everybody in on it, and if they don't want to get in on it, they get killed because they know about it.
Yeah, but
and
I'm just saying that they can make somebody's voice. They can do a video of somebody doing a salute. They can put somebody's voice just with one word or certain syllables. They can reconstruct digitally. I'm talking about. I mean, there'd have to be evidence. You know, like lots of evidence, like the WikiLeaks about.
Well, these were the people that he was talking in front of, and they were putting their hands up and saying, you know, praiseworthy things to him and chanting to him, and he put his hand up like they did.
We'll see. We'll just keep
an eye out on the television because I just happened to catch it when my husband had the TV on.
Yeah.
Yesterday evening, and I thought, what?
We need the truth.
I mean, it's bad enough reading about him being a pedophile. I mean, but then seeing that, I thought, oh, my God.
Now, was that on the mainstream news, though?
Yeah, it was like on
that's what
it was,
I mean.
Fox News.
They're not mainstream news.
They're not reliable.
It's fake.
Probably aren't, but, you know, I'm just saying it looked like he was among these people.
Yeah, but they do all kinds of stuff like that to make everything up because they are so mad right now because he had a meeting with the media at his place and he just told them they were a bunch of fake liars. And,
oh,
and
I know.
They thought they were going to.
Oh, they are. They
I know.
And
that's what I mean.
Am,
so they can make all this stuff up just like she said. They have the technology.
They do. They do. They can do
okay,
anything.
Okay, let's say it wasn't true, but let's say it was.
Yeah, we got to stay open and we got to be praying for
don't
God
close,
to show us.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the
just
truth?
The pedophile thing and then the Nazi thing, because I'll tell you what, when I first saw him, I thought, I really like him. But then as I more I listened and watched him, I thought, he could go over the deep end, and I wouldn't like that. You know, he could go off the deep, the drop-off, or whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, he's one of these kind that what he says goes. And he's used to that.
Yeah. Well, I want to stick one little
and
thing
look
in
how
our
he
last...
talked to women. You
in
like how
last...
he talked to women?
Last night on Ground Zero, Clyde Lewis had these little old men on there. They were in their 80s, and it was pretty interesting because, like, they couldn't remember what they were talking about. You know, they were obviously elderly, but they were spilling the beans about John Kennedy and how they were... what parties they went to and stuff that where they were celebrating his, not these men, but where who was celebrating the death of John Kennedy. I mean, these little old guys, now who knows? You know, we don't know what's the truth and what isn't. But it was really interesting because it's like they were like, okay, I'm this old and now I'm telling everything I know. Anyway, it was really interesting if anybody's interested.
Well, if you go on YouTube, they'll tell you the whole story about John Kennedy and his death and when he drove through Dallas. And then they took his body, even before his wife could even see him, and took him to a completely different couple states over, like Maryland from Texas, and sewed his head and forehead back together.
Oh, Lord.
Without, I mean, this is all on the YouTube, and it talks about from the beginning all the way until...
So creepy. The whole thing's just creepy.
Well, no, they're just criminal.
No, I mean, the whole, like, all these
people... They took
them
to the Bethesda.
Say there are leaders. They're creepy.
Of course they are. They're Satan.
I'm gonna ask us to get back on the subject.
Sorry.
About, that's okay. So, I just wondered if anybody out there has anything, any cases that are coming up for them or that they know of anybody or that they might be helping. Is there anything going on like that? Because I have not had no requests for courtroom observers in weeks, which is kind of odd to me. But
that's weird.
It is.
I mean, maybe that's good. I don't know.
No,
you know.
Maybe.
No.
Huh?
It's not. There's so much going on. I think somebody, you know how our PayPal, the NLA's PayPal payments got sent back. I think
crap
happened.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I would still get forms and stuff, and at least maybe somebody would even come on the call or say something on, you know, with questions and stuff.
That's what I mean.
I mean, but nobody's been... You know, and there hasn't been any. It's just been really quiet. Like, it feels like there was a whole bunch coming in for a while, and then it just, like, not just cut off.
They could be getting intercepted is my point.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I'm
just putting that out there.
Yeah,
It's possible.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I know that I did get this, that... you know, the news thing, We the Sheeple, or the Sheeple? The Sheeple, I think. It's a news, you know, it's an alternative news site, and they were posting the Pizzagate thing, and they're...
That's
the pedophile
stuff.
Right, I know that, but what I mean, that's why I'm saying it, is that they were threatened and told if they didn't take that down that, you know, their site wouldn't be back up or something like that.
Wow.
You know, so...
Isn't that handy how everything happens?
Yeah, because
like that.
Every single one of them in the Congress and all of that, they were doing it to kids in the White House.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh,
it's pretty bad.
Jesus.
But sure. You know, see, what we're watching is that because we are knowing this now... It's coming down, and the Clinton Foundation is done. Nobody is going to be given. They're not. What? There's no point in giving them any money anymore. They're not going to get any favors.
They haven't got any money given to them. They've stole all the money. They stole all the money from the Haitian people.
Well, I know they did that. But what I'm saying is, all their donations from all these different countries, that's kind of stopping now because they can't. But they can't. No, the other countries donated to them too for favors. So that's not going to happen.
For our uranium. Under Mr. Bundy's property.
Right. So anyway, we're watching this whole show go down, which is what we need to see.
And the Indians.
Yeah.
The Sioux.
Yeah.
We have to keep our eye on that.
Well, but didn't you hear what I said earlier?
But I'm saying that I'm afraid they could even hurt, you know, because the police said that you didn't. You say the police said they wouldn't go forward without
having
consent.
Police. The Army Corps of Engineers, who's supposed to give them a permit to drill, has told them they can't until they consult with the Sioux. And I guess the consulting with the Sioux is trying to kill them practically, or injure them so much they can't function. Basically,
who's trying to hurt the Sioux?
The companies that want to draw the pipeline.
Okay, all right. Yeah, like Blackwater or something.
Is it federal agents that are...
Yeah, they're all federals that are the criminals.
But they've got the police out there. There's a whole bunch of police that are refusing to go. And even in my old state, the state of Washington, because there's protesters that are protesting the rail cars in different cities that are bringing the pipeline fracking stuff to North Dakota. And so in Olympia is the capital of Washington State, they were protesting and they were holding up the rail cars, and the chief of police said he didn't want to be a part of something that he didn't agree with. Like he was in the longshoreman got mad because they were the protesters were keeping them from being able to offload stuff too, and so the longshoremen were mad at the police chief for saying that he didn't agree with the fracking or what was going on because they felt like that was supporting not having the port work in Olympia. So it's just interesting that the police chief would come out and say he didn't agree with what was going on in North Dakota either.
Well, Laura, how far is Portland away from the Olympia, Washington area? Is it north, like 100 miles?
Yeah, Olympia is north about an hour and a half.
From Portland?
Yeah, an hour and a half.
Because the Olympia, Washington area, I've mentioned this before, they've been protesting for over a year because they're the U.S. Inc. military... offensive military is testing electronic weapons on the Olympia, Washington Peninsula.
Oh, I know that. That was happening, right? We had actually, before I left Washington, we went to the Forest Service, said they wanted to hear from the public.
Yeah.
You know, and so they had this big meeting, and a bunch of us went in there to tell all these different tables, because they had like a, you know, you could go to science, you could go to, I forgot, all these different tables, and you could discuss all this stuff. And we were the only ones who were telling them, it doesn't matter what you think you want to do for these plants or this species or whatever. If you're going to allow these weapons to come in and do this, nothing else really matters. And none of them knew about it until we went in and told them. And, and we had letters, and we stuffed all their boxes with the letters and everything. And, to get them to get it. And they still send me these stupid emails. Oh, this is what we're doing with the Forest Service. It doesn't mention anything about the military doing that. Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just crazy.
I find it really interesting that Portland being that close, I was thinking it was, is the only one of the only cities that's rioting like they are. They're burning things down, and I just wondered if they're using the weapons. You know, they never say really where they're at. So if they said they're in Olympia, Washington, they might be in Portland instead. But I just find it strange that Portland, it just keeps going and going and going with all these riots when nobody else is doing it.
It's all probably on a
Well, maybe they're the last ones getting paid to do it.
And the feds are the ones that burn everything, because then there's no evidence. They burn the cows, they burn the everything, the land. All them big fires that people were having to leave their homes and everything, those were all done by the feds.
Yeah, but I know they have a, they can fly a plane or whatever over it and do a, some kind of beam down there and start a fire. They do that all the time.
Yeah, laser beam probably.
Yeah, and or they do, because I have a friend.
And you know what else I heard, and it doesn't even surprise me one bit, and, but my husband wants to argue and say no, that the football games are rigged.
Oh, well, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
And they, yeah, they're rigged.
Your husband doesn't want to, he doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear that. Oh, my God. No, it isn't. I said, yeah, that's the truth.
That, but they're also,
you know, when things are so close and all these upsets happen and that. Well,
how about the election is always really close. You know what I mean? And it's not really,
exactly.
But they always make it.
I mean, it's never like it's supposed to be.
No, because I watched an IT guy admit that he, wrote the program to be able to flip the votes. And he was saying in his testimony that you always make it so that it's a point or two above, so that nobody really questions, the difference. Because if it's that close, it won't, the person you wanted to, or they, you know, tried to make win, won without it being questioned much because it was so supposedly that close.
I see.
You know, but, and so they always do that. So every time I listen, walk by the TV and my mom and have it on, I just roll my eyes and just go, oh, this is just, you know, crap.
What about Harley? Have you heard from Harley?
Not tonight.
Okay, I didn't know if you heard last week, because I think I missed last week.
He was on last week.
Okay.
He's probably on Dick or Apple. He was on the ham show.
He was. He might be going to Dick or Apple, you know, the one that's on during our thing. And if you, you know, so last week we just closed up early and went over to his call. And so
I just wonder, because I know they're giving him a real hard time.
Who's giving him a hard time? Oh, you mean the
Harley.
Yeah, what he's fighting. Well, they pretty much ruined his property and threw him off of it.
Right.
You know, that's what they have been doing.
It just
makes
me sick, yeah.
That's,
but it could be worse.
John said that's one of the things that he feels like we can work with this administration. At least they're open to us, and we have we have a contact that we've been dealing with, and they know about the land grab. And so
they're going to allow us to go forth.
Well, it sounds like, you know, it's hopeful, because if we got the other one in, they wouldn't listen to us for anything.
No. What was I going to say? John also said for the, you know, like a foreclosure or something like that, to put in a memorandum of law if they just go ahead and blow over you and give you a summary, because a memorandum of law will knock their summary judgment out.
Oh, I haven't even heard of that.
Well, I know, I didn't either, but Crystal said that's what that John, she talked to earlier this week, and that's what he said to do, or maybe it was last week, Friday or so. He told those girls to put in a memorandum of law in the court in your case.
Okay, so does he have a, you know, it would be nice if he had, you know, in the docket thing where he's got all the file or all the
the court file.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's memorandums there.
The memorandum of law is there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to
They always have been, and I just went there just a couple of days ago, and they were there.
It really?
The only thing is, if you're not in New York, you got to put in your information.
Okay, so you just change it.
It's one that they made up for the courts that they used when they went in the courts of New York.
Oh, it says memorandums of law under grand jury. Okay.
There's a bunch of them. A couple, about two or three, four.
Okay, so memorandum article three, courts, memorandum jurisdiction, memorandum jury nullification. So which one would you use?
Well, probably jurisdiction, because the courts don't have jurisdiction, period. Even
right.
when they're going to foreclose and all this, they never give you due process.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just jurisdiction is what should do it.
Is that long? Is the memorandum?
I think it's 6 or 9 pages.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you guys to read it if it was one page, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
it's very, very good.
Yeah, okay. So it's just under the grand jury link when you log in. You log
okay.
in, grand jury link, and it has... Memorandum of Law is one of the choices.
So if there's
well,
already... Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. They have court file papers, you know, for court filings
mm-hmm.
that you can use for your own, and the memorandums are all in the lineup with all the other boilerplates and all the different papers that he's got in that one space there. You know, just for people to choose to put in their case to
right.
use in their court filing.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, all the memorandums are there.
Right.
So if there's already a judgment... If somebody turns in a memorandum of law on jurisdiction, that rebuts?
File it in your case.
Okay.
Or record it, whatever they do.
So you send it to the court and have it recorded
filed? Bring it to the court. And then ask for a copy of the filed document.
So, and that rebuts the judgment?
That's what John said. It will knock them out of their summary.
Oh, of a summary judgment. Okay.
Yeah, because that's how they get the summary judgment to foreclose. They have to have a judgment.
Yeah, okay.
Even though they never really, you know, it's unlawful. It's not really. It's, you know, it's like no due process. You know, it's one. It's like a one-sided contract, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, which is what all this crap is.
Exactly.
They just hide everything from us and then
and
tell us what
a unilateral contract is unconstitutional.
It's also void.
Right, null and void. Yeah, it has to be a bilateral full disclosure.
Yeah, and mutual assent, not consent, but there has to be consent and also mutual assent. I've been studying the six elements of a contract, or not studying, but trying to memorize them.
Good girl.
Well, it seems like Harley, I don't think he knows about the memorandum of jurisdiction either.
That's why when I heard that, I thought about a lot of people that didn't know this.
I did,
but see, common law is, the courts have to let common law in there. They have to, because guess what? They said they would. And so they also do commerce, and they do what they call equity, but it's really not, it's chancery. And which is, you know, unlawful. But still, they have to allow common law in there. So if you file common law documents, they're going to work.
All right.
You know, I mean, at least that's what John said on this last one. This is new. But it sounds good.
Yeah, it does. And did you guys hear about that judge? I think it was in Texas where he got orders from Obama to do such and such, and he said, no, I'm not going to do it. He was a judge appointed by Obama.
Now, what was it that he was asking him to do?
I can't remember. I only heard it once, and I wasn't paying attention, but it was something pretty big, like he gave him kind of an order to do something, and the judge said no.
Good.
He's not doing it. They had it. Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
I
it
think
was a federal
I,
judge.
I think I heard about a judge that was trying to renege on Obama's gun laws.
Well, maybe that was it.
And
I don't remember.
Obama was like, oh, darn it, you know, and he wasn't happy about it. But the judge said, you know, that I think that's what it was.
One was where the judge said, you don't have the authority to do that, and I'm not going to enforce it.
Well, that was probably his gun law.
So maybe he's been reading our papers.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe he got the word.
John.
Yeah, those documents from John.
Yeah, if somebody wants backup for what they're, you know, what they're doing, John's laid it out for them. I mean, they can't say they didn't get the information. Because that man
he
has studied
it.
And he's put it right down there in the most concise. I mean, he's amazing.
And he knows he's talking to the communist. So he's putting it right out there and explaining it like, you got to know what I'm saying because they change everything.
Well, they're going to have to stop that.
Well, I've been doing it for about 5,000 years. They're bad. They're the worst. They're about twice as bad as Nazis.
Well, I don't even have my head wrapped around the full extent of the evil yet. You know, it's just like I'm still getting sucker punched with information of realizing, yeah, this is really true. But Laura, that about the cabal is trying to get off the planet, that's a good one.
Well, they are because they lost. The thing is that there's so many countries that have gotten rid of the cabal members in power, and the rest of them are crumbling, and so they don't have any back now. They have, nobody has their back.
They're going after
nobody
each other.
Has whose back?
The cabal.
Nobody has the cabal's back anymore. They're just, you know.
Yeah, I heard they got rid of all the very powerful.
Give them a one-way ticket to Mars. See if I care.
And here's some other intel that's a little more out there, too, but it's good news, is that there were these satellites, these dark satellites, and, you know, for mind control and stuff, and they've all been taken out.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why the police are telling them they're not going to invade the Sioux unless the Sioux give consent.
No, that's you're getting it mixed up. The Army Corps of Engineers, supposed to give the permits to drill, told the company that they cannot drill until they consult the Sioux.
Didn't the police stand with them?
There was other policemen last week who quit and said they were not coming back and they didn't sign up for this and they didn't think it was right.
That's what she meant, I think. Was it?
Yeah, that's because of the falling apart of the mind control, they are coming to their senses instead
that's
of
what
just
I think
doing
is,
what they're told.
Right. I think there's a whole bunch of that where people are just going, you know, what?
Waking
you
up.
Know? Yeah, that because if the mind could, and the other thing is, I think that, you know, initially before they took the satellites out, I think people's programs or chips were malfunctioning too.
I don't think they're all out yet, as crazy as people are. Maybe they're starting to take them down, but God could have just an angel stick his finger into the whole contraption and blow the whole bunch of the crap out of the sky and send it into the quantum. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't mean to sound so crazy, but God has thrown, for a Christian, God has thrown our activities into the sea of forgetfulness
and he's thrown what we've done wrong as far as the east is from the west. So for somebody to dig it out and store it in a fusion center in Utah, I mean, God is going to take care of that because he's already forgiven his people. You know what I mean? So if there's something that people have done, like that are under the blood of Jesus, that are under the sacrifice, then, I mean, it doesn't even count. I'm just waiting to see what God does because they say they've got everybody's everything from, like, who knows when stored, you know. Well, God will have to take care of that for us because they don't have any right to that. That belongs, our activities belong to him.
That's right. We're working for the Lord.
Yeah, and he's in charge.
That's right.
And one more thing, and then I'll quit. But if we need to be punished, if his people need to be punished, those of us who belong to him, he will do it. He doesn't need any help from the cabal, period. I'm done.
Right. Very
well,
good.
Does anybody else have anything to share besides us?
Well, I think I'm going to go.
Okay.
And it was nice being on.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank
I guess I will turn the recording off and say goodnight to everybody. And
thank you, Jan.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And Laura.
Yeah.
Good information, everybody.